So says Harav Yitzchak Yosef. וכן יש להזהיר את החתן והכלה שלו יבוא לידי ייחוד קודם החתונה. Being that during the engagement period, as I mentioned, being that they are planning as Hashem to get married, so the Yetzer Hara could potentially be empowered, being that the person has more of a justification to come and say, anyway, eventually, in another couple of weeks, couple of months, she will be my wife or he will be my husband. So therefore, a person has to create much more gedarim. Ushmartemet mishmarti, asum mishmeret mishmarti. The pasuk says that you shall keep my charges in parashat acharei mot. Chachamim say asum mishmeret mishmarti. You shall keep my charges means in order to be zoche to keep the mitzvot, a person is obligated himself also to create fences and boundaries that he should not come to transgress the mitzvot or the averot of the Torah. So a person is supposed to create boundaries to the extent that he sees fit, to the extent that he sees that he has even inclination regarding that issue. So above and beyond what the Chachmei Israel made. So the Chachmei Israel made for majority of the Jews. But if I see I have certain negative tendencies, that therefore because of the fact that I have these tendencies and deficiencies is going to put me in certain scenarios that I'm not going to be able to control myself later on, I'm supposed to create more fence for myself. So therefore, a person is supposed to create certain fences. What would be these types of fences that it is recommended by the Poskei Hador? So number one, person, as I mentioned yesterday, not to leikashel be isur negi'ah, not to come to touch in any which way. So therefore, when they are going on perhaps tiyulim, some kind of a, let's say, trip on a date or whatever it is. So they have to especially be careful about it. They have to be careful about Isur Yichud, not to seclude themselves in any which location that Chalila Bechas could tempt either side. So it says it has to be Lehazbir Lemishet Shishtadech Et Chumrat HaIsur, to explain the severity of the problem, that there is no heter under the sun at all whatsoever for these two to touch each other at all. So Isur Negiyah is Isur Negiyah Shel Chiba is Isur Shel Torah. To touch with affection would be Isur Shel Torah, violation from the Torah. Next. So he says, therefore, based on this, in order that not to cause the challenge to be too much, Ein Lehit Akev Zman Rav Ben Erusin Lechatuna. Not to, once you don't have the potential candidate to get married to, what are you going to do? Is be honest. What are you going to do? You try your utmost to find the right soulmate. But once you did find, what's the reason of delay? Summer wedding. You want this one, that one. All these excuses is not proper. A person should know. At the end of the day, a person is supposed to, once it's a mitzvah, a person is not allowed to delay the mitzvah opportunity to the extent that the poskim write that a person maximum, I feel for enhancing the mitzvah. To be enhanced, you are maximum allowed to delay, according to some, couple of days. Maximum, maybe I believe it's 2 weeks, max. That means, let's imagine there is such a halacha that was asked by one of the poskim. I believe it was Ketav Sofer. That the Ketav Sofer, the son of Chatam Sofer, 200 years ago, was asked this question, that if at this moment, a person will be given a certain candidate, but if you wait another 2 years, 3 years, you will make yourself, let's say, bigger Talmid Chacham. At that time, that was the criteria. You make yourself bigger Talmid Chacham, they will give you bad Talmid Chacham. So that means you will get the highest of the highest caliber. Being that if you wait 2-3 years, it says many, many Isurim are involved for a person to postpone based on the fact that he has a dream that if you're going to be like this, they're going to give you better. If I'm going to become rich, they're going to give me better. If I'm going to be able to finish my education and finish my degree and BA is not enough, I have to have MA. And once I get to work and I'm going to be able to have a house and I'm going to be able to buy a certain house in a certain location, Ocean View, I'm going to be given a better candidate. So all of these dreams, put it aside. So a person is a mitzvah aseh d'oraita to get married. It's a mitzvah aseh d'oraita to be able to bring, to fulfill the mitzvah of Puru Urvu, to fulfill the mitzvah aseh d'oraita. So what's the reason of delay? You're going to put on tefillin at age 15 because at that time you're going to be able to make a major, major bar mitzvah party. Barminan, this is not no heter under the sun. So therefore, not to postpone, not only because of the fact that you are not otherwise going to fulfill the mitzvah right away, also what are you going to do with all these challenges that that exist. So therefore, a person is recommended highly. Says as follows: Shelo leharbod leikanes lebeito shel kala lebakir velecholsham. During the time of engagement, a person is not supposed to constantly go to the house of the kala to eat there. And he says vekol sheken lishon sham balayla. Even if the parents of the kala are there, don't sleep there ever during the time of the engagement. Micheshash, at least minimum shebe minimum hirhure avera hakashim avera. Hirhure avera, thought of sin is worse than avera itself. So therefore, a person puts himself in a scenario: you eat there lel Shabbat, let's say, afilu by Shabbat. So you eat there, Baruch Hashem. Okay, that's not an issue. To school mitzvot, what's the problem? As long as you don't do it so often, he says, okay. But once in a while you go there during the engagement, 2-3 months, engagement until the wedding, you eat there. So he says, however, you have to make sure that at night you're going to sleep in a neighbor's house, somebody else's, their cousin or whatever it is, somebody else's house. Even if your house is not so close by, so what? You find another house that you're going to have to sleep there. Otherwise, it's an issue. Now, he says that, these are some of the nekudot that a person is supposed to be a zoche to keep, to be able to bring ultimate happiness after marriage. As I mentioned yesterday, this is the nekuda to the extent that a person is going to be zoche to stay kadosh v'tahor before the wedding. He's going to be zoche to have shalom bayit after the wedding.